Hello, Gatsby again. Welcome to the tale of Gatsby and the grass. Just a warning before we even get started, this has nothing to do with weed. Just in case, that's what you came for. Turn around right now. So this morning, I decided to cut the lawn bright and early. I think I decided to cut it around like 6:30. And normally, I don't think it would take that long, but it took me quite a while today. And let me preface this by saying I am not good at cutting grass. I never had to do it as like a chore when I was young or anything. So like, I think there's some people who just like inherently know how to cut grass and it looks great and they have zero problems with it whatsoever. It is a struggle for me. Like, I am not good at it. I feel like my arms are too weak to, like, really have control of the mower, but also too weak to, like, not use the power forward function. So, yeah, in general, total struggle. I'm sorry if you just heard a couple noises, by the way. I just got a couple text messages, and I record on my phone. So, apologies. So anyway, I'm not good at cutting the lawn, but it was too long. And the reason I haven't cut it, like, this past week, is it's been really hot here. And me and heat also don't mix well. And the last thing I want to do on a hot day is go cut the lawn, especially if I've worked before that. So I should just go do it, and I just haven't. So this morning, I was thinking I was going to be smart and do it before it even has the chance to get hot, because it got down to like 55 degrees last night, which to some of you, I'm sure, is very cold. That is like perfect for me. It's beautiful, leave your windows open type weather. It's like, okay, it'll be nice and cool this morning, and I'll go do that. There was the problem that then there was a bunch of dew on the grass, so it was pretty wet, even though it hadn't rained. And I know you're not supposed to cut the lawn when it's wet. I don't know if it's, like, bad for your mower or not, because, again, like, the technicalities of lawn mowing, I don't know. Same with, the actual lawn mower itself. But I know it is a much harder thing to do. Like, if the grass was dry, it would have probably not been a problem at all. But it wasn't, because I was trying to beat the heat. So, my yard is obnoxiously, I don't want to say large, because it's not like I have acres and acres of land. Just compared to, like, my neighbors, we have a lot more yard and a lot less house here than they do. Like, both of my neighbors on the side have these huge houses that take up, like, their entire property. And the house I live in is very small. It's basically the size of a two-bedroom apartment. And it's set all the way back on the lot line. So we have just a huge front yard here. I say we because technically it's my mom's house, but I'm the one who lives here. So out front in this big yard, there's these two mounds. And I don't know who decided they were, like, a good thing to do. I don't know. I have this, like, love-hate thing with them. They're very pretty. They've got, like, flowers in them and greenery, and they look nice. And they break up the fact that the yard is huge. But they are such a pain in the ass. And when there's not flowers on them, they look weird. They're just, like, mounds of dirt ringed by rocks when there's no plants growing in the fall and winter. So, I don't know. Just don't care for them. So, I have to cut around those. And then on the sides of the lawn, it's steeply inclined. Like, the yard is, like, sunk in a little, almost, by comparison. Here's another fact about Gatsby. I'm not overly graceful, And no one in my family really is. We've got a lot of people who we jokingly call Grace because they're very klutzy. My mom and one of my cousins have a running thing in the winter that sometimes they, like, I think my cousin once stepped out of her vehicle in a parking lot and fell down on like a little patch of ice or something. Like, she literally just put one foot down and boom, she was on her ass. So we are not graceful people. So I'm mowing the lawn. Oh, and then the other thing about the lawn is we have a real rabbit problem. So when it's not like those mound things in the front and the weird inclines on the side, I should preface those inclines are like only a couple feet. It's not like a weird, like, large distance that it inclines. So in the middle are all these bumps and holes from rabbits digging in there and other creatures, I'm sure. And because this is it, I don't know anything about landscaping, and I'm sure there's a way to flatten all of it, and I don't know what it is or who to contact to have it done. But after today, I really want to. So I'm mowing the lawn, and I feel almost weaker today than normal. I don't know why. It just, pushing that lawnmower was hard to start with today. And then I got to one of the side inclines. And so I'm going on the incline, struggling pushing the mower. And then my foot hits the dewy grass in a hole and down I go. I feel like not many people can say they fell down while mowing the lawn. It doesn't seem like a normal occurrence to me. But that's how my morning has gone. And then it almost happened like minutes later. So then I slowed way the fuck down. And it took me ages to finish the whole project because I was like, you know what? I have not had any coffee. I have not had any breakfast. And I just am over this, but I couldn't just stop because I had already started. And then I was almost done with it. I had maybe like 3 more passes with the lawnmower to go, and I ran out of gas. I had some in the garage, so it was fine. But, so that's how my morning has gone. I hope you all are having a better morning than that. Please let me know if you have had a similar experience when you've fallen down while mowing the lawn, because feeling like I'm a party of one on that one for sure. Yeah. Otherwise, have a good Sunday. I'm sorry to bother you guys with something again after I just posted something yesterday. I feel like I don't post things often enough to justify making my own subreddit, but I don't really want to keep bothering you guys with it either when I think of something I want to record. So maybe I will do that. If anyone thinks that is a good idea, please tell me and I will do it, and then I will leave you poor people alone. All right, I almost said see you on the flip side. Does anyone say that? Christ, I'm just gonna end this.